After suffering Chengdu's damp and foggy climate, I think I'm beginning to understand why everyone's obsessed with this unique combination of spices.
I mean, it's amazing. The first few days when I was here, I felt my bones creaking. I thought, my God, I feel old for the first time. And I noticed since I've been eating this kind of food, my joints did not sort of creak the way they did the first day.
The climate might be damp here, but it's contributed to the area around Chengdu being so fertile that Sichuan is known in China as the land of abundance. But it's not only crops, it also supplies over half the country's pork. My dad kept pigs when I was growing up, so I'm looking forward to visiting a local pig farmer. I'm hoping to try my hand at some traditional pork dishes. Mr. Peng is different to most farmers in the region because his pigs are organic. Nearly three quarters of all the meat eaten in China is pork. To the Chinese, pigs symbolize virility, and traditionally they've always been an important part of everyday life.
Wow, they're really hungry. Hello, piggy.
And although the Chinese eat every part of the pig, they still get through nearly 2 million every day. With so much pressure to churn out pork, organic farming has not been a priority. So I'm happy to discover Mr. Peng is obsessive about his pig's well-being. He produces and mixes his own feed and has a radical and unusual approach to their health. Mr. Peng's business started slowly, but in the last 5 years, due to food safety scares and the expanding middle class, the demand for organic food has quadrupled. He's invited me to his house to meet his wife and to have some supper. In return, I've offered to cook a dish for them.